excited to meet somebody new today.
Thank you.
guys want to follow along with me. And this psalm is, really we see David here at a point of desperation in his life. And one thing that I really like about this psalm is that David's not afraid to be vulnerable. He's not afraid to be transparent with the Lord and to ask honest questions. And he realizes that God is big enough for his questions, and we should realize that as well. But follow along with me as I read Psalm 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down to the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all of your waves. You have put away my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up. I cannot get out. My eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend you have put far from me, and my acquaintances into darkness. Let's continue to worship.
You've been loved, you've been loved, you've been loved.
breath is not our own, and we're so grateful to you, Father, for giving it to us, Lord, for giving us another day to praise you with. So, Father, we do just that. Let's all stand together for us.